America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc. Michael, there's been a lot of momentum on the riverfront. And for me, as I kind of look at what's going on with this strike of the International Longshoremen's Union, it seems to be, just really horrible timing for us because so many things were just falling into place.
Yeah, well, the timing is obviously intentional. This guy Daggett, who runs them, has been doing this for a long time. He's almost 80 years old. He's kind of like right out of Central Casting, raspy voice, you know, foul mouth. And he's being pretty audacious. I think that his workers control about 60% of containerized traffic for the country. So he thinks that if he does this right before the election, he can really force the issue and make the Biden administration do something to get this thing resolved. I appreciate the importance of the longshoremen and their work. It's critical, and they should get paid fairly. But I think that he might be overshooting, because one of the lessons that industry took from COVID is how to deal with supply chain disruptions. And I think if he thinks that he can just shut down, the American consumer economy and shut down exports of grain and imports of clothing, I think that I don't know if he wins that in the long run. So I think that they'll get concessions, but I think for everybody's sake, including the ILA, it'll get resolved sooner rather than later. What do you think about this? I'm still trying to figure it out.
No, I don't disagree. I mean, it has to. I mean, it's just interesting to me that we have about, 50 some odd thousand ILA members in the country, and it's almost them against the consumer. Because, again, what gets lost in the translation of this analysis is how the consumer is impacted. And you know as well as I, if as a result of this, transportation goes up and this and that, and we've got products sitting all over the world, not moving, we pay more, right? Because the supply is very limited and the demand is the same.
And that's what it happens. Like, if something has to come in by an airplane in the belly of a 747 instead of coming in from, a container, which is the least expensive way, then, yeah, at the end of the day, you, me, everybody else is just going to pay more. Walmart's not going to be able to offer everyday low prices if they can't move containers. So it is actually, in an ironic way, a call for class warfare against the working class, really just for the benefit, and if you read the analysis, not necessarily only of the ILA, but of the legacy of this guy who is leading it, who I think wants to hand over the reins to his son after he retires. So it's a complicated issue, I don't think I would be surprised if it goes on for too long, because it's too big for people to let it get
keep rolling. I'm just always suspicious of allowing that much leverage, over critical infrastructure, right, and supply chain management. When you think about it, that 50-some-odd thousand people can disrupt 60% of the goods and service goods that are brought into this country, both imported and exported. That seems to be a huge imbalance to me. Obviously that was the whole purpose of Taft-Hartley. I mean, that's like saying, all of the police get together next year and they say, on National Police Day, why don't we all go on strike? We're not paid enough. Yeah. We certainly don't make what a longshoreman makes. And, we're risking our life every day. And we just shut down policing in the country. I got to imagine that a president, whether Democrat or Republican, would step in real quick.
Well, that's right.
And there's certain activities
making,
like that. The average salary is about $82,000 a year.
It's more than that because that's the base.
That's the base. Right. So, you know, when you're making probably in the top 30% of incomes in the country, and you're asking for a 77% increase over 6 years, 12.8% a year for the next 6 years, I don't know many people, you correct me, you interact with them a lot more than I do, that get 12.8% increases every year for 6 years. I don't know that.
No, only Olivia Dunn. I mean, you know, it's not. But here's the other part about it that's strange, you know, is that the rallying cry that they're using is that dock workers are not going to be replaced by automation. And I'm actually to some degree sympathetic to that, because if you really understand what J.D. Vance is saying, and I'm not saying that I necessarily agree with everything he says, but the essence of what he says is that the idea of globalization and automation, and that we're going to outsource American jobs and replace them with machines, is going to benefit everybody, was naive, if not cynical. And so I think that there is something to be said that we want, you know, to keep our people productive, but being a Luddite and say we're not going to use automation, that's clearly not the way that you increase pay and increase wealth is by increasing productivity, and automation has to be a part of that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you
know, I mean, we want to go back to cranes with the nets and pallets. I just don't see it. And then the guarantee that no one will lose their jobs in the face of automation. That's not, I mean, it doesn't work like that in every other silo of business in this country, right? I mean, there are no guarantees.
It works about as well as price controls for food or for rent.
Yeah, exactly. Michael Heck, as always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight. Have a great week, my friend.
Noel, thank you so much. Enjoy the beautiful October weather.
Yeah, absolutely. It has been great thus far. And hopefully no storms come this way, period. Let's knock on wood somewhere. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.